Mr. President.
You know, I was thinking a little bit about the Butts thing, and one thing that occurred to me is that perhaps one outburst like that may not be too bad in a sense that, in one sense that a lot of people really think McGovern really is lying.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You see what I mean?
They don't trust him and they don't believe him.
And, I mean, it's just one of those things. I wouldn't repeat it, but I'm inclined to think that, I don't know, our guys have got, you know, they've got to show a little indignation now and then, you know, and at that level.
Well, I think people like emotion. I mean, they like someone to be, and of course, someone who looks as sincere as Earl looks, and he really is he's a good, solid Midwest kind of guy. He came, I saw it, I had to rerun, and he came through very, very sincere. I mean, he was just a fellow who said, by God, when I'm accused of this kind of thing, and in turn, the President of the United States is accused of this kind of thing, well, and this fellow's a bald-faced liar, and he's got a fight on his hands.
Yeah.
And he got a fight on his hands with me. No, I think he did it well. I mean, he pulled it off. It's not...
Right, sure.
Not the thing that everybody can do. But I think... Of course, it is what people think.
Yeah.
It's the point that's made so often about... I've heard so much in the last two or three days that people just don't trust this fellow. They don't believe him. I don't think Shriver is helping this. Shriver today out on the West Coast said that when McGovern really never offered $1,000 a person plan. Well, Jesus, everybody in the United States thinks he did, even if he didn't. And the fact is, of course, he did. You can't make that stick. You can't say that.
Yeah, other surrogates should just continue to say, well, just get the quote and use it against him.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
It's devastating. And I've been going through some of the material tonight, Mr. President, with respect to Shriver. My God, he's a target for us. We won't have the media helping us the way they did with Agnew. I mean...
I know.
Agnew made a slip, and Christ, the editorial boards just went wild. But I think this fellow may be as much of an issue this year if we want to make him that.
Well, we should.
Well, I think we should, because I think he's. I mean, I think Agnew's. The attacks on Agnew were that he was a blunderbuss and he hit with a meat axe. And but this guy, swishy is the word. I just. Jesus, you read some of this stuff that he's talked about and that he's been saying, and that statement today, which just to me is incredible. To say that McGovern was really never for the $1,000 plan, that was only a study paper. He didn't really offer that as a serious proposal. God, that's all that people are talking about is a $1,000 plan.
Yeah, quote Humphrey.
Sure.
Right.
I mean, what a credibility.
Right.
What a job. Shriver has in trying to sell it. I mean, he can't. Number one, he can't sell it. But number two, he makes himself look like a jackass trying to. Because it's kind of taken people for suckers, and people aren't suckers. I believe that.
That's a feeling Sinlinger has, too, huh?
Oh, very, very strong. God, he just. When he called today, he. I'm reluctant to talk about Sinlinger because we don't want to get into bull figures, but. But he said today, when he called, he said, God, it was the same advice Al Capp gave and the same advice, exact same advice that Dick Scammon gave yesterday. And there are three people with diverse backgrounds and diverse views, but all very, very intelligent.
Yes.
Cookies. And all three of them said the same thing, just to keep the president doing what he's doing. Don't change it for a minute. People do not trust McGovern. I'm just reading from my notes of my Sinlinger conversation. People now, the trust issue is now the top of the list, and the president's score is very strong on trust. McGovern does not. Don't respond to the mudslinging. Don't get down in the gutter. People are being turned off by the extreme mudslinging comments. counterattack, but no mudsling.
Right.
For the next 56 days, the president should keep absolutely quiet, totally stay out of the campaign. Make a massive effort at voter registration. Let the surrogates handle the attack. This is where the campaign will be won or lost. When the president talk about what he wants for the upcoming 4 years.
Yes.
The agenda item should be specific in detail, the way the president did in his New American Revolution speech 2 years ago. That's interesting. Something about that. But he said in his next speech, he should talk about what he is for and what he wants for the next 4 years. That's all the American people need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
They're totally unsold on the government, totally sold on the president. Just tell him what he's expecting for the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they need.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask for a Republican Congress. Don't mention the Congress.
Yeah, I agree.
Very interesting.
The Congress thing, I know, is dynamite.
No, he said that you just ask the people to support you, and at the mood they are in at the moment, they will do so strongly.
Mm-hmm. One thing for sure is that there's certainly in the South, there's a hell of a thing going on there. That thing is going to be, that could be the damnedest landslide down there that has ever occurred.
Well, I think it's going to happen everywhere, Mr. President. I think it started out as a Southern phenomenon because that's where you, that's where it caught on first, but it's deeper than that. It's, you hit the nail on the head today when you talked about the American flag and the lapel. This is a time when people are going to want to start putting it back on. There's a feeling about the country. It's out there. I don't know whether you saw that U.S. News survey or the news summary report of the U.S. News survey on the machinists. They did a sampling of interviews, and people, all of the delegates to the machinist convention were saying, well, I don't like McGovern. His come home America slogan scares me. McGovern scares the hell out of me, or this amnesty idea is going to cost him labor votes, or our union may have endorsed him, but we're not for him. Or regardless of what this convention does, I couldn't go back to my district and sell McGovern. I'd be booed off the floor in Franklin County, Pennsylvania. Earl did that all right. He didn't...
Sure, I know he did.
And as I say, that particular issue, I think we, I don't know, on balance, I think we came out ahead. On balance, I think we probably made a point or two on it. But in the final analysis, what people, I am just totally convinced that people are going to vote on their trust and confidence in a man. And that's what this election is going to be all about. And there's no...
No, we can't win on that. We're sure. I'm dead, huh?
Well, we've won on that. That's a matter of holding on. All of these issues just don't amount to all of that much.
Right.
I think what really counts is that the people, and you have to give them credit, and they know. I mean, they put their trust in you, and they will not in this guy. He's waffled around so much that I think he's lost it.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.